Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Traffic resumed on the Cherbourg-Camp-Paris line after being interrupted by the storms yesterday evening. 1,500 travelers had found themselves stranded in the stations of Lisieux, Évreux, and Caen. This afternoon, 9 departments remain under orange alert due to the heat wave, the Alpes-Maritimes, and 8 departments of the Rhône-Alpes region. New thunderstorms are expected tonight in the center, the northeast, and especially during the night in the southwest. The heat wave is now ending, and the French have suffered substantially from the heat, and the economy as well. Losses will probably reach several billion euros because of the fall in productivity. The construction and nuclear industry have been idling. Agriculture is also strongly affected. The FNSEA is asking for financial aid. Also in the headlines, a solemn march to say no to violence is beginning at the moment in Grenoble. The march is in tribute to Adrien. The young 26-year-old was killed 10 days ago after leaving a nightclub in Meylan. Those who are participating in the march want to denounce the issue of violence in the city. In 8 years, 7 young people under the age of 24 were killed gratuitously. And California is still facing the biggest fire in its history. Almost 115,000 hectares have gone up in smoke, nearly the size of Los Angeles. Several thousands of people have already been evacuated. Now sports with the European Championships. Several finals are scheduled for today. As for French athletes, we are expecting, in particular, swimming late this afternoon with Charlotte Bonnet for the 100-meter freestyle and Fantine Le Saffre for the 200-meter medley. This afternoon, the tricolor clan has already won 2 new medals in swimming. Axel Raymond and Logan Fontaine won the silver and the bronze for the 5-kilometer open water swimming. And to finish, almost a month after the title, a new soccer world champion is back home this afternoon. Blaise Matuidi was welcomed by dozens of people in Fontenay-sous-Bois. He will resume training Friday at Turin with his club Juventus. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.